morning of the 13th, excuse me, not 13th, it's morning of Thursday, and I'm up here on top of the Vaishnav Academy in Mayapur Dham. Last night there was a really strong storm, rain, wind, banging of windows, and flying of a lot of things in the dark. And that storm started to brew up during the Tirobhav ceremony of His Divine Grace Gaur Govinda Maharaj. I'm sorry that unfortunately I didn't have the opportunity to record the talk that I gave, and Bhakti Churu Maharaj was there also, as well as Radhanath Maharaj. It was outside by the samadhi of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, where now there's four samadhis: Tamalkrishna Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. It was a very dramatic event, the storm, and it highlighted, dramatized the actual drama of Gaur Govinda Maharaj's disappearance, as I remember, as it took place now, becoming many years back. What a great loss, the departure of Vaishnavas, but an inevitable one, because ultimately all devotees must leave this world. After all, we have temporary material bodies, and no matter how much devotees, followers, disciples, God-brothers, well-wishers want us to stay, we must all leave, and we have to be prepared for that. Certainly Gaur Govinda Maharaj was a Vaishnava who was well-prepared. He'd done invaluable service to Srila Prabhupada by translating Srila Prabhupada's books into Uriyan, by establishing the Bhuvaneshwari temple, and he also achieved obvious success in his own spiritual life by his spiritual purity and advancement. All glories to him. I'm still a little feverish. I have been so since I've come here to Mayapur more or less all day long. That fever is something I usually have at this time of year. It's quite cool weather, not as warm as when I first arrived. It's very, very cool in the morning, foggy, damp, and I'm just concerned that it doesn't complicate the sort of passing pneumonia that I have, which also still leaves its mark or impression in the form of pain in my right lung. What a foolish thing to have to speak about material bodies. Foolish, unfortunate is more like it. They're really unfavorable instruments for devotional service. And there's lots of devotional service going on here. We're having quite intense GBC meetings. Intense, not really so much the subject matters, but just in terms of timing. Unlike usually where we have GBC meetings from 10 to 2 in the afternoon, we're also having official afternoon plenary sessions as well as subcommittee meetings. So I'm really sort of reeling, trying to keep up both with meetings, health, and because of the cold in the morning, I haven't been going to the morning program, which is something that I don't like, but rather I've just been staying here, chanting, doing puja, and then going over once it warms up. But please don't use that as an excuse not to go to the morning program. I'm also a good kilometer walk away from the temple, but I will be going, and I'm hoping that after this storm, the weather will have changed for the better, for the warmer, and there won't be any such problems or obstacles. Sridhar Mahapur is very beautiful, particularly the facilities that they're staying here, in which I've stayed here for the last few years, have really been done up. It is now the Vaishnav Academy guest house and spa. Navinanirada Prabhu has really developed it into just that. There's a gymnasium and a place to get the massage and other treatment, and it's a very well-run and attractive aspect of Sridhar Mahapur. I can recommend it for devotees who come, and particularly for devotees who bring some newer guests, as a really nice place to stay. And of course it's right opposite the Goshala, so the cows are also here, and one gets the benefit of their sattvic association. I've yet to distribute Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani to the members of the GBC body. Today we have subcommittee meetings, so I won't be able to get them all in one place, but once we do, then Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu will distribute them. Although quite a few devotees, even Rita Maharaj, Badrinayan Prabhu, were asking after them. And I've also received some very favorable comments from those who have already gotten them, like Mother Srimati, who lives here at Mayapur. I'll try to keep everyone abreast of developments. The next week may still be quite intense here for me with the schedule of events, so do be patient. But in the meantime, I hope that everyone's happily chanting Hare Krishna, wherever they may be, doing their services, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and enjoying the nectar of devotional service. Hare Krishna.